Hi, my name is Andrew Caldwell. I bring you greetings from St. Louis, Missouri. Contrary to all the rumors and the speculations that you may have heard in the past about me, I want to let you know that I am saved and sanctified and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I do speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. I want to give you 6 steps today how to become delivered. Yes, you can become delivered. You have to want to be delivered. All you have to do is pray, fast, repent, seek the Lord, and come out from amongst them. Be separate, said the Lord. The first thing I want to let you know, I want to give you some updates and some news on some things. I would never, ever do such a thing as play with God. When I went down in November, I was very sincerely. God had told me to get up and get prayer. As I become down there, because Dr. Carter was preaching a message about bleeding from your butts, Dr. Carter was becoming high-minded. I did not get saved because of Dr. Carter's message. I was already delivered from a year ago. Dr. Carter was preaching from bleeding from your butts. I become that offensive to others. And I was a little bit offensive, but I went down there for prayer. As I becoming that walking down there, Bishop Carter handed me a mic and said, Andrew, what do you want God to do? And I said, I want God to deliver me more. More me, my mannerism, switching, talking like a woman, acting like a woman, but I have not touched a man in a year. My 6 steps is going to be, first, come to God first. Be sincerely. Number 2, repent. Make sure you have no unforgiveness in your heart. Number 3, pray. And I'm going to go through the right prayer. Is Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into you right now, Lord. Surrender ourselves to you. We come into you right now, asking you right now. Touch that young girl. Touch that young man. Touch that older man. Touch that older lady that are fighting homosexuality. Touch them right now, Lord. They can be delivered. Oh, God, you said in the control that I decree a thing, Lord. I decree right now, Lord. I decree healing. I decree salvation. I decree the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Send your words with wonders and powers, Lord. Give me what to say and how to say it. Oh, Lord, touch right now, Lord. Oh, you can heal and you can deliver, Lord. I ask you right now, the little side. Touch, Lord. Touch them right in the little side. Touch. Hey, touch in the name of Jesus. They are delivered. They are set free in the name of Jesus, Lord. You can become delivered. You will stop worrying. You will come out from amongst them. You will stop backbiting. You will stop lying. Oh, you will stop tipping and dipping. You will stop gossiping. All you have to do is pray. And God said, all is well.
You are now listening to The Lance Gerve Show, the boldest spot on internet radio.
Thanks for tuning in once again to another episode of The Lance Gerve Show. It just seems as though there is so much to talk about every single day. There's just information, stories, news, things to bedazzle you. And I'm going to just wing it because I want to speak about this young man who acts like a woman, Andrew Chad Caldwell. Let's just come out swinging. What is wrong with the black church? What is wrong with these people who are attention whores that they have to parade their sexuality all in your face? They want attention and nobody calls them out. Where are the pastors who will call this man out? Of course he loves the attention because that's all he wants is attention. And pretty much he might be advertising for some action from those down-low pastors and congregation members across the country. The internet is a wonderful thing, but once it got into the hands of the wrong people, it can be an annoying thing. Andrew Caldwell, go away. Go away. Nobody wants to hear your six-step program to not being a batty boy anymore. Whatever you do, do it. You have to answer to God for it. Nobody cares, or like you said, contrary to the rumors, what you heard about me, nobody cares about you, man. People are out here hungry. People are out here losing their jobs. People are out here going, they have their homes going into foreclosure. And you think they're wondering and worrying about what you're catching up in your backside or who you're down on your knees for? Nobody cares, man. I mean, you know, it was funny when the whole Andrew Caldwell rage stormed the internet for the hot minute that it did. But I think you, if you were sincere about what you claimed, even though it was comical, I can't tell what's in another man's heart. But after a while, I can see the game. After a while, I can see that this is just a grab for attention. But you had the world on their knees. Maybe that's a wrong a wrong example. But yeah, you caught the attention of the world, Andrew, and you blew it. Then it was a teachable moment. Then you could have seized the opportunity to really make a statement, and you dropped the ball drastically. The black church, does this game, does this cartoon, does this person called Andrew Caldwell, does he represent you? When you look at this young man, I'm not going to demonize just him, but this is across the board all over the country. There's not a congregation that does not have someone flaming. Do you go to worship God flaming? Is that the proper way? We all have struggles. And of course, there are going to be people who don't like me for what I say. But I'm too old to not hold it in. You know, you can only hold it in, but for so long. It's like a little kid who wants to go to the bathroom and keeps telling his mommy, "Mommy, I got a doo-doo. Mommy, I got a doo-doo." Well, guess what? After a while, you're going to start smelling it. Well, after a while with me, you're going to start hearing it. I can't see something and not speak on it. Now, if you don't like what I have to say, you can find that little red box with the white X in it and X out. Or some of you can thumbs down the video. YouTube is a means of expression, a platform for expression. And of course, everybody's not going to love you all the time or agree with you. But this is really getting to be out of hand overall. And Andrew Caldwell, the phenomenon called Andrew Caldwell, he's indicative of what's going on. And I mean, let's just be real, right? The black church. And not that I care what anybody thinks, but could you imagine what some white people think when they see us like clowns playing around with something that's so serious? So we have to pass through guys like this to get to heaven or hell? This guy wants to be a pastor so bad. And my phone's ringing. I'm going to have to cut this down, because this is the hot hour when the phone starts ringing. It's cool because I tell everybody to call me at this hour anyway, but I keep forgetting to cut the volume down when I'm recording something. But yeah, 2015, this is what the black church has come to. People say, well, he doesn't represent us. We're doing a work. We have nothing to do with that. And of course, pastors and congregation, you're not supposed to just make fun of anybody or whatever. But what happened to the standard? What happened to the morals? What happened to an expected way of carrying yourself? Like I said all the time, what happened to that old church lady with the big hat that made sure you couldn't even chew gum in the church? I mean, if she, you had to chew gum like real slow. You had to put that bad boy in your mouth, let it melt, and just chew. It wasn't even like chewing. It was torture. And she'd still catch you. If a woman came into the church with a skirt that was too short and sat up in the front where it rides up, she came with that little blanket, a little shawl or whatever it was to cover them legs up. If your boobies were hanging out too much, you know, the pastor wasn't complaining, but she made sure, that old church lady, she made sure that you were covered. You were going to respect the Lord in his house. This wasn't a place. You see, too many of us think that this thing called church is the talent hour, the amateur hour, that we can go there with our acts and we can perform and have a captive audience because it's all done in the name of the Lord. What kind of bullshit is that? Your soul and eternity, and you have to go and see stuff like this? Here we have a man who admits that he slept with famous football, or at least so he says. I don't believe it. Famous football players and famous pastors. And he has some kind of pastor, father figure, money rich fetish or hunger. He sees it as a source of money. But then again, the church, you can't condemn him because many of you, this is what you put out there. So what do you think? Andrew Caldwell is a gay church whore. And he's parading it in your face, and you can't say a damn thing because you realize it's out in the open. Whether he's lying or not, I happen to know as a fact that this kind of stuff, I'm talking about the gay sex prostitution, I'll call it prostitution, because basically you better pay them their shut up money. You better pay their rent, pay for their apartment, pay for their car. Depending on what level you're on, you better give them some kind of hookup. And we know that every church is not a mega church. You know, we know. But what's keeping this guy up? And he puts himself out there. Look, I did a videotape explaining how he called me dozens of times within a week period, a week and a half period. And he was so concerned about fame and do people know me and how can I get out there? Where are the celebrities? I'm saying that because I'm putting my name on the line. This is real. Now, I'm not here to smear him. I'm just here to tell my truth. Okay? And I was like, man, I didn't even really want to run an interview with him after a while. It would have been a cartoon type funny thing. And I considered it that I did. But after a while, I was like, wait a second. You know, maybe I should have. Maybe. But he didn't really follow through. And I wasn't about to call him and bug him. Hey, man, come on. Nah. You know, I mean, he would have revealed himself in that. If he spoke with me on an interview, he definitely would have revealed himself because I would have asked him some questions and it would have been obvious. But many people out there are defending him and they don't really realize what spirit is behind all of that. And if we can't get it in the streets, if we can't get it in the world, we can get it in the church. And we can put on the garb of holiness with our decadence and put it out there and parade around. He claims to be an author. What book did he write? He claims all these different things, but I see no substance. I'm not hating on anybody, but black church, we got to stand up, man, and have some kind of standard and banish this kind of thing. Say, you're not coming up in here like that. You think you're going to go in any of the mosques of the Nation of Islam with that foolishness? No, brother, you can't come up in here like that. You got to straighten up because we don't get down like that. And maybe there are some people who have in their life. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but you're not going to be visibly flaming up in a mosque. Okay. You're not going there like that. They're not accepting that. You keep that in check. We have to draw a line. God's coming back. Many believe, I believe that. Well, he's already here, but changes will be made. And we're not going to live forever. I mean, judgment day is coming. whatever religion or level of spirituality that you're on, you know you have to account for what you do. Karma's a bitch. We face some judgment even in this life. And those who escape it in this life, they can't get away. They are going to get it. This universe is perfectly balanced. You don't see the planets bumping into each other. You don't see the seasons getting confused. Well, it's wintertime now, but wait a second. Spring just came, so what happened to summer? They don't get confused. They show up on time. You plant a seed, you water it, in due time, at the right season, it comes up. Everything is in order. Everything out of order came from man. God made this place in perfect order. We're flying through the universe at tremendous speeds. Yet this is the smoothest ride that you ever want to have. And of all the black holes and comets and storms and supernova, stars supernovaing out, we're in such a safe place in this universe. There is a God and there is order. And when I see Andrew Caldwell, I see a man out of order. He says that he's not talking like a woman no more. He says he's not laying with men no more. He says he's not switching anymore. But if you close your eyes and listen to him, you'll hear something that sounds effeminate. I mean, it's so ingrained. It's demonic. I know many gay men that don't carry themselves that way. It's got to make them flinch. He is like the homo Flavor Flav. You know what I mean? I mean, he's just out with it. I just don't understand. But anyway, I want to thank Shelley Wright for dropping this article in the Landscurve Talk Show group room. And it's there on Facebook. Anybody can join. Whatever you put up, I make a promise I'm going to talk about it more in depth. There are things that are happening so fast. There's another story that I wanted to touch on, and I want to hear your comments also. I'm probably going to talk more about Andrew Caldwell, but this was just off of the hip, shooting from the hip. Anyway, the whole Ashley Madison thing, right? That's, you know, Ashley Madison. Oh, let me read this article if you don't know the whole Ashley Madison situation. Let me just read the article here that I'm getting from the Daily Mail. It's the UK site. I'm not going to read the whole article because it's very long. I just want to make a point on something that I saw in this. And, okay, here it is. Okay. The title, Two Suicides Are Linked to Ashley Madison Leak. Texas Police Chief Takes His Own Life Just Days After His Email Is Leaked in Cheating Website Hack. San Antonio Police Captain Michael Gorham took his own life last week after his official email address was linked to an Ashley Madison account. Canadian police confirmed on Monday a second suicide of a person believed to have been using the extramarital affairs website. That pretty much explains it. Ashley Madison owners are offering a bounty in exchange for hackers' IDs. Okay, here's the article. Two people have taken their own lives after the details were leaked by the Ashley Madison hackers. It was disclosed today. Captain Michael Gorham, who served 25 years with the San Antonio Police Department in Texas, was named as one of the suicide victims. And at a press conference on Monday, Canadian police confirmed a second suicide of a person also believed to have been using the extramarital affairs website. Police are investigating if the deaths are as a direct result of the leak of Ashley Madison users. The website has now offered a $500,000 bounty to anyone who names the hackers and helps police secure a conviction against them. The death of Captain Gorham in San Antonio, Texas, came days after his official email address was linked to an Ashley Madison account. One of his colleagues posted a moving tribute on Facebook. Rest in peace, Captain Mike Gorham. You truly are one of the guys I most respected in my law enforcement career. No task too big, no goal too lofty. Let me pass by all of this because I just want to make my point. Like I said, it's tragic. A family lost a father. A brother lost a brother. A sister lost a brother. Parents lost a son. You know, friends lost a friend. I don't really take any joy in seeing anybody lose their life. Now, if you're trying to take mine, you're going to lose yours. Okay. And I'll go home and have a great dinner and watch a nice show and have a deep sleep. Okay. Now, it's tragic, but look at it this way. There was a part here where they pretty much said that his last position, okay, yeah, that he oversaw the San Antonio Regional Intelligence Center. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that ironic that this man, Captain Gorham, and like I said, I have nothing personal against him. A lot of people showed love toward him, but I have to be real in what I'm saying. Look, I show love to my brothers and sisters when the police take their lives. This man took his life. And I'm not going to go, nah, 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 a cop took his life. I'm not going to say it that way. But if you dish it out, you should be able to take it. Now, San Antonio, it rings a bell. Somebody was speaking to me about San Antonio. I get a lot of folks from all over the country that I speak to, and it gets kind of blurred. But I heard some things about the San Antonio Police Department. And we know that all cops are not bad. We know that there are some bad apples. But the thing is, with the good cops, where are even the good cops when the bad cops do something that they can stand up and say, hey, I don't believe in this behavior. I don't believe in what you did. It's dead silence, right? Huh. Look at the Ashley Madison website. What do you see? A picture of a woman with her finger over her mouth. Dead silence. Dead silence. See? But you can go on a website and look to cheat or look to get into an extramarital affair. And I am not judging anybody because it's hard out here. These women are looking good. Men have problems at home. It's not an excuse. But a man's going to be a man, but it's not going to be an excuse. I'm going to tell you something. It's hard possessing a penis. It's hard having a penis. Not all penises get hard, ladies. You all know that. But it's hard having that. Not just that. It's very difficult being bombarded. Now, I'm not making any excuses now. So I can't throw Captain Gorham under the bus because I'm a man. But at the same token, you have a position. You're a police officer. Your career is in that law enforcement. And you're over the San Antonio Regional Intelligence Center. You should know better. But you felt secure. And you just knew that this wouldn't get out. And of course, you're a man in uniform. And men in uniforms or men who have great power have no problem getting the attention of a woman. They have no problem. It's in the nature of a woman. I'm not going to say it's in the nature of a woman. Oh, I want to give him some booty because he has a uniform. No, I'm not even going to say that you all are that dumb or dumb at all. But it's a righteous thing that's inside of you that as a helpmate to a man who has a dream and a vision, when you see a man with power, and this is out in the world now, we're not talking about the righteous women. We're talking about out in the world, the carnal-minded women. We'll see a man in power, acknowledged by the world, and something about them just melts. So he can't tell me that it's not hard to get whatever it is that he was looking for. It's a righteous principle, but it's cloaked and utilized in an unrighteous way. You know, or maybe I'm not explaining it right. Okay, put it this way. Another example. You have people who are not spiritual minded at all, who don't even care about anything of a spiritual nature, but they work righteous principles. They work hard, they sacrifice, they do what they need to do to achieve success, and they achieve success. But they're void of all things spiritual. And yet you have some people who they can talk about that all day long, but they don't execute the plans. And therefore, they don't see the success. So in us, we have righteous things and unrighteous things. But the righteous principle, as a man, you go out and you conquer that world for your woman. You secure that world You secure yourself by going out, knocking the world out for your woman and your family to keep them living good. And that's a righteous thing. And women are drawn to that on all levels. So it's not hard. But now, you know, your email has been attached to this site. No ifs, ands, and buts. Ashley Madison doesn't sell police uniforms. They don't give discounts on travel, hotels, and rented cars and exotic destinations. It's a cheating website. It's a website for people who are interested in being philanderers. Okay? Have your wife, but I want someone aside. I want the adventure of meeting somebody and we just do our thing. You know, I mean, it's human nature. It's been around since the beginning of time. So I'm not going to sit here and get all philosophical on anybody. Okay? It is what it is. But in the black community, this is what I meant to say. We have intelligence all up the backside. After 9/11 and so many laws have been relieved and banished to protect our privacy, it's open season now where you can go into emails, where you can go into our telephone calls and who we called, and we give it away on Facebook. Yeah, I'm down here by the mall. I'm going to Jamaica next week on vacation, taking pictures. Your house is empty, no alarm on it, and you wonder why you were robbed, right? But we give so much away. But look at him. Intelligence. And look at us, the victims of so much of this intelligence and character assassinations. The counterintelligence program, look what it did to many of our black organizations. The lies and the agents and the people who go and infiltrate to destroy it, a controlled demolition, so that movement doesn't gain momentum. So you mean Mr. Tough Guy? You're supposed to be a police officer now. You're supposed to be tough. You should stand up and face what you dealt with. Hey, no disrespect. That was a punk move. That was a punk move. Hey, you're a man. You like women. What do you want them to like? There are a lot of beautiful women out here. You got to control that. But since you didn't, own up to it. Don't go now and kill yourself. It wasn't like you were doing something like strange or something that was real. Okay, I'm not going to say really immoral because that's immoral. But come on now. Come on now. You know how this world is. There's all kind of twisted freakishness that you can get into that's strange. That really is embarrassing. But seeking out the company of a woman on the scale of things, as far as I'm concerned, that's not as bad. We got pedophiles out here. Now, if he caught himself or he was caught out there on that level, I would say, yeah, go ahead, kill yourself. You know what I mean? I wouldn't really say that. I'm just saying it as a joke. But it's like, I would more understand the embarrassment of that than his email being linked to that. Of course, your wife's not going to like it, your kids, your career, you're into intelligence, but you knew better. You're not dumb. We all get horny, physically and mentally. We all want that release. We all have fantasies. We all crave that. We're adults. There's no generic way. Well, I had a fantasy and I'm just going to get into the missionary position and I'm just going to do this and we'll have an orgasm, we'll shake hands, we'll leave. It's not like that. Little things turn us on. We all have fetishes. We all have things that we know, we think. You know, people, well, what's a fetish? Well, what to me, this is my definition. Whatever it is that makes you come. Not the physical, but let's be real. You're masturbating. Your mind is all over the place. It doesn't have to make sense when you're masturbating. You're thinking sexual, abstract things, scenarios. It's not a fantasy where it starts like a story and ends at orgasm. Your mind is jumping all over the place. And you're stimulating yourself physically. But when you get to that point where you're thinking things and it matches up with the physical stimulation, there's something that triggers you off. What is your trigger? And it doesn't have to make sense. And 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. And 9 times out of 10, we never really share those things with the other person that we're dealing with or whoever we're dealing with. We think these things in our head. And lots of times in marriages, we don't talk about those things. So we have to find it elsewhere because we can't talk about it. We can't say, well, you know, if you lick on my left nipple and take your middle finger and scratch up under my balls when I'm at that point, it just drives me crazy. Oh, God. Whatever it may be. No, that's not my thing. It's not bad, but that's not my thing, right? It could be an article of clothing. It could be touching someone. It could be the risk of getting caught. It could be the visuals. It could be the smell of something. It could be the hearing something. I knew, and I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but I knew a young lady many decades ago that her thing was gasoline. It's a long time ago. She probably doesn't even remember my name. That's a damn lie. I know she remembers me, but her thing was gasoline. Gasoline. And she knew what it was when she was, 18, 19 years old. Because I think when I was kind of hanging around her, she was about 40. Maybe I was about 20. Well, that's another story. But she had a boyfriend, an older guy who was a mechanic who worked in a car lot, you know, mechanic shop, repair shop that also pumped gasoline. So he came around her lots of times. Before he showered, he would come by and visit her. She was young, but she had her own place and everything. And he would shower, but it would never get that scent of grease and the gasoline smell. And at first it was like, oof. But then one time he came over and they were so much into the passion that, you know, he didn't even wash. He grabbed her, you know. She was bent over, hands on the hips. His hands were oily, greasy. He smelled like that stuff, and he took it, and she was just there getting it and loving it. And da-da-da-da, the birth of a new fetish. So from that point on, it was like, I'm telling some stuff now. You know, I promise that every time I talk, I'm going to tell something. You know, you can't get this stuff anywhere. Plus, it's almost like with Catholics and the confession box. So let me tell my stuff now so nobody can come and try to embarrass me with it. Because really, I don't have no shame. I mean, look what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, she would say, Lance, make sure to pump some gas before you come over and get some on your fingers and just rub it on you a little bit. Ooh, you smell like gasoline, you know. Well, I know if she was mad at me or something, I was going to look out for a match. You know, you lied. And there I go. But anyway, look, we all have things. We all have to face our inner man or inner woman or our inner whore. And I don't mean that on a righteous level, because too many of us holy rollers out here don't know how to, behind closed doors, become that totally sexual being. And it's killing us as a society. And that's why you can have a site like Ashley Madison up and doing so well. I mean, I didn't know it was that many people. 37 million members. How many people are in the United States? 250 million, 260, and 37 million, 37 million. That's a lot of crotch sauce being slung around. And like I said, if you can connect your mind with somebody and be honest about what you like, no matter how way off it is, as long as you're not hurting anyone and as long as you're not messing with kids or violating somebody or, you know, tricking them or deceiving them, as long as you are two adults that are down to do whatever it is that you're doing and you're not risking or putting yourself in any kind of danger, whatever it may be, you know, the proper way, as we know, is in marriage. A lot of folks are not abiding by that, but at least you both are in agreement and to explore yourself sexually. And I want to go back to having a live show once a week about relationships where you can call in and we all can conference the call and just vibe on that and make it live. I want to do it on Google Hangouts or Google, like on a live stream where some of the people, we can see them. You don't have to be seen. You can just call in and talk. But we need to talk about these things. 37 million. My God. A family lawyer, this is the article, a family lawyer in America described it as Christmas in September for the industry after the names and sexual fantasies of 37 million members were made public in a series of leaks by hacking group The Impact Team. Oh, man. Wow, the lawyers are getting paid. There's a lot of shame. There's this other guy here, the Florida state attorney, caught on Ashley Madison. What's his name? Ashton is his last name. Jeff Ashton. What the hell's wrong with me? But he's a state attorney for Orange and Osceola counties. And I'm in Orange County in Florida, who has said he is resigning his post after being revealed as an Ashley Madison user. The prosecutor, who gained national attention as a key player in the unsuccessful murder prosecution of Casey Anthony, said Sunday that he had committed no crime and never followed through with an affair on the cheating website. But you're getting the hell out of Dodge. It might be something going on if they investigated you. All I'm saying too, and this is not a white-black thing, but I'm going to go there. You have a lot of these white folks out here who turn their nose up at you, who talk to you in a condescending way, like they're God beside God, and your little black ass doesn't count for anything, as though you weren't made by God. And when they get exposed in something and they show how human they really are, now they want sympathy. Now they want to run. And of course, in the case of the police officer in San Antonio, Texas, or law enforcement officer, because I think he's not just a cop. He's bigger than that. But, you know, it's unfortunate, but they can't take the heat. We've been exposed, harassed, have our stuff put out on Front Street time and time again, and we have to keep on trucking. We have to keep on trucking for our families. We got to keep on trucking for our spouses. We got different goals. We have different responsibilities, and we have to deal with it. We also have to deal with poverty, lack, not having. Don't think because the media doesn't focus on the fact that, well, the economy is not so good. Well, they make it seem that way, but really, has it gotten any better? They're giving out credit easier now. To me, it's deja vu. It's like that sweet period between 2002, 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, and all of a sudden, boom, everything dropped. We are right back there again. We're spending without fear. Not that you're supposed to be fearful. Maybe it's the wrong choice of words. But we're spending irresponsibly. We're throwing caution to the wind. We're forgetting how it felt to live under that kind of feeling where jobs were being lost, homes are going into foreclosure, people were heading toward the shelters. And I'm telling you, that was a warm-up. That was a warm-up for the next one. And the next one, I don't want to be a doomsayer, but I just sense something coming real soon. And I was speaking to Dr. Ramona Brockett about this. She said the same thing. I don't think it's going to come the same way. She said the same thing too. But it's something bigger. It could be a financial crash that'll cause mayhem in the streets. I don't know. But in a way, there's no way to prepare for what's coming because we don't know what's coming. It's not predictable. Who would have thought 911 happened the way it did? The area, oh, no. Those buildings are too strong. They're going to stand there forever. That reminded man that nothing lasts forever, and you can't take for granted life. As much as we make advances in the world, it just seems that our own faulty human nature that's disconnected from the higher spiritual power always seems to bring us down. Even like, look at it this way. I wanted to speak about that also. I'm going to touch it for a couple minutes. Don't even try to make me say his name, but the North Korea dictator, president, leader, whatever you want to call him, Ping Pong Yang or whatever his name is. Sorry if I'm insulting you Koreans, but those names like bug me out. They had some type of speaker system that was pumping out propaganda to South Korea. South Korea had this bigger, more powerful speaker system that on the border was pumping back propaganda, and it overshadowed the North Korean speakers. I mean, these were literally big speakers at the border. Come on, how childish can you get? You have access to all of these resources. You're a country. You're a leader. You have, and you're playing games like that. Penis issues played out on the world scale. That's all I can say. That boy got some serious penis issues. Maybe it's too small. Maybe it don't work like it's supposed to work. But too many men in positions of power who have penis issues want to inflict agony, discomfort, and inflict the wrath of their own insecurities on the damn world. And to me, and I don't know who made the order to do that from South Korea, but what is that doing? This is no better. You laugh at the guys in the hood who have their little donks. Donks are cars that are high up with the big wheels and the candy color paint. And they're blasting their sound system. And another guy comes by, well, mine's better than his. And he turns it up even more. And you, many of you who look at us in a downtrodden way, you're condescending to us, many, and you think you're high and mighty. Well, look, many of you do some of the same damn stupid things on a higher level. A Florida state attorney caught on Ashley Madison, a leader putting up big speakers to pump propaganda. Our natures get us in trouble. Andrew Caldwell wrapping himself in the words, holy words, trying to teach people how to come out of certain things, and you know good and darn well that you're still in it. The black church standing quiet by the side, not saying a damn word. What kind of planet are we living on? I miss the 70s. Many of you were born in the 80s and the 90s, maybe after the new millennium came in. But I tell you, the 70s were a sweet period. We had our problems then. You can listen to any Marvin Gaye song and know that it was jacked up. As a matter of fact, you can play some of the old Marvin Gaye songs now, What's Going On, and Makes Me Want to Holler, and overlay it on what's going on here in 2015. But it was not as bad. Yes, we had our own versions of Andrew Caldwell's out there, but they were watered down. This guy puts himself out there. Yes, we had state attorneys who cheated and cops who cheated, but they did their thing and they didn't kill themselves like that. I mean, where's the world going? I mean, I understand it. When I used to hear the older folks say, you know, and these folks were really into the spirituality. They were really into true religion and the spirituality. I can't say just religion because that's man-made. But they said to me when I was young, oh, young man. And I know a lot of you can identify with this, right? You had somebody older tell you this. Oh, young lady. Oh, young man. I don't want to be around when that time comes. Used to scare me. I'm like, well, what's coming? Oh, when that wicked time comes, when the world is out of control and God's wrath is coming, I don't want to be here. I know I'm 75, 80 years old, or 90 years old, and I know I pretty much might not be. But I don't envy you, boy, because I don't want to see what's coming. And when I think back at those words and I look at the trajectory on how things have amplified and gotten out of control, Satan really has done a number in this world. When you look at the news every day and you see what's going on, he really has. Whether you're religious or spiritual or not, you've got to know that times now are a whole lot different. And no, it's not about us having access to information. The world did not move this quick. Yeah, there were teachers who were having sex with their students, but not like this. Sure, there were people who were cheating, but not like this. And yeah, we're seeing it more. People are getting busted. But what the heck is going on with this world? And you know what? I want to live a very long life, but I'm starting to feel like that old church lady who told me, I'm going to find some kid tomorrow and tell him the same thing. I don't want to be around when this thing comes, because it's getting worse and worse and worse. Wherever it ends, I gotta tell you, I just don't know.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at landscurve.com and follow Scurve on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Scurve.